This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Washington today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that we sampled on the show yesterday. It concerns shipping wine from one state to another, to buyers in one state. The question is whether states have the right to prevent out-of-state wineries from sending their reds and whites directly to local customers' doorsteps. Joining us to discuss the case is Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, there actually are constitutional questions here, which is astounding to me. I thought this was just about sipping wine.
Not only constitutional questions, but massive, broad, law school-type constitutional questions, Alex. Essentially, the issue is this. Michigan and New York allow in-state wineries to ship wine directly to consumers. However, they erect all sorts of barriers that make it almost impossible for out-of-state wineries, particularly small mom-and-pop out-of-state wineries, to do the same thing. Now, Michigan and New York justify that by saying, look, alcohol is different than milk or butter or other things that you can ship interstate without problems, because wine has all sorts of problems that involve with minors and involve with auditing and involve with other complicated things, and so the state needs wider latitude. And actually, the language of the 21st Amendment, that was the amendment that effectively repealed prohibition, gives states that latitude. This suit then becomes a sort of smackdown between the 21st Amendment, which says states can treat wine differently, and the Commerce Clause that says that states can erect sort of protectionist barriers against other states when it comes to interstate commerce. So you have the Commerce Clause on the one hand doing battle with the 21st Amendment on the other.
Well, this seems, from the friend of the court briefs, a lot of states want to get into this fight. What accounts for that?
Well, 26 states now allow for this direct shipping, and yet, ironically, more than 30 states signed on to the Michigan and New York side of this case in an amicus brief saying, no, alcohol is different. States do need to have the right to regulate how alcohol is sold in their states. There was a funny little quip from Justice Antonin Scalia, where he said today, yeah, but states just don't like anyone to regulate them. You know, they're a bunch of whiners. We sort of can't kowtow to all the states that signed off. The truth of the matter is, this really does come down to whether regulating alcohol is somehow different than regulating other products. It raises the question why wine is at issue here, whereas beer is not. That was one of the questions raised today at oral argument.
Well, speaking of oral argument, were people staking out sides on this? That is, where the justices?
Certainly, some of them were staking out positions. Some of them were harder to read. Justice Stephen Breyer, for instance, seemed right in the middle on this. Some, like Justice Scalia, seemed to think that, look, discrimination against other states is discrimination. Any way you slice it, if you're going to discriminate against out-of-state wineries, you'd better have a darn good reason. And Justices Souter and Ginsburg really joined on to that line of reasoning. They sort of said, look, Michigan's and New York's stated reasons for why they want to treat out-of-state vineyards differently just aren't logical. They say they want to keep wine from minors. They say they want to keep close supervision on wineries, and yet they allow in-state wineries to ship freely just directly to someone's door.
That just seems like a pretty compelling argument to me. I mean, what is the difference if a 15-year-old is buying a bottle of wine from California or from New York? The problem is the kid is able to buy the wine, right?
And yet all the data seems to show that when kids buy wine, they go to the local liquor store and they buy a wine breezy wine cooler. They aren't buying 300 bottles of boutique wine from California.
That's what I used to do. I know that. Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate, and she's a regular guest on Day to Day. Dahlia, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.